The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you Mibin Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Samach, and we're holding on Yom Tet Amud Beit, and we're in the Sugya of making a Birchat Shehechayanu. 3 lines up from the bottom. Bana Bayit Chadash, Kana Kelim Chadashim, so we had earlier, and the din of making a bracha when someone gets a Yerusha, difference between something that's personal and something that's okay, other people as well. And the Mishnah continued to say, which we examined yesterday, the context of the Birchat HaTovah Meitiv, that if somebody builds a new house for himself, or buys new kelim, a new suit, or something that he's using in his home, he makes a Shechayanu. The only time you make a Shechayanu is when this is truly new. If you already have something like this, meaning that you are already yoresh, it's part of your property, not you yourself took care of it for yourself, but you've got it. So then, ein tzarich levarech, because there's nothing really new in it for you. Because Rabbi Yochanan Amar, even if you have it as a Yerusha, but in terms of buying it for yourself, there's something new. And that pleasure of having it as your own, which you've made for yourself, for that you make the bracha of Shechayan. Okay, but the implication here is that if that had already been done before, in other words, you already bought it or made it for yourself, so Michlal dechi kanav v'chazar v'kanad divrei hakol, ein tzarich levarech. According to this version, if you had previously purchased or made such thing for yourself, didn't have it be Yerusha, then nothing particular is added in getting another one. So Mamela, you've already had this experience in life, you don't make another Shechayanu. This is the Lashon Rishon. Ikar Yamin, Lashon Sheni, which is the way we paskin, is that Amar Ravuna Lashana Lashalo Kanav v'chazar v'kanad. Ravuna was saying that only if this is the first time you ever got such a thing for yourself. In other words, obviously, we're all agreed that if you had it before, that still, that's not the same as when you make it for yourself or buy it for yourself, then you need to make Shechayanu. But if you've already done that, Kanav v'chazar v'kanad, according to Ravuna, in Tzarech Levarech, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Afil Kanav v'chazar v'kanad, Tzarech Levarech. Anytime you buy a new suit, or anytime you build a new home, each time, even though you've had the experience before, each time is new, and you say Shechayanu. So, in other words, in this version, is the exact opposite. The fact that somebody had something, and he had it be Yerusha, so everybody is made up that the Kenyan is something new. Ask the Gemara from the following bright. If you build a new home and you did not have, nothing about buying, you did not have it before, or but if you already own such a thing, be Yerusha, then ain't tzarich levarech. Because remember, yeshlo means even if you didn't do it for yourself. So then ain't tzarich levarech, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aina? No, even if you had it before, the fact that you've bought it and made it makes it new for you. Benkach, benkach, tzarich levarech. Obviously, this is a repetition of the first approach we had. It doesn't leave room for the second approach, because it's not contrasting kana v'chaz v'kana to the first time you're kona. It's only contrasting im yeshlo ve'yotzvam, but not kana. So Bishlam al-Lishnakam, according to the first Lashon, it works out that basically what we've discovered is that the Machloket Ravuna and Rabbi Yochanan is the Machloket Tanaim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So it turns out the Ravuna holds, like Rabbi Meir, that only if you didn't have such a thing, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, even if you had such a thing, but not if you just, you buy it for the second time. But according to the Lishna Batra, in which Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if you bought it for the second time, you would make a bracha. He's not going to anybody. So Bishlam al-Ravuna, okay, yes, Ravuna does work out. Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you need to be mevarech, but this is not in a case of kana v'chaz v'kana, only if you had it. And that's what exactly Ravuna said. Buying it a second time, you already bought a house, you already bought a suit. What do you have to make a bracha Shechayanu? It's not a time, Lazman has said, it's not a time-sensitive issue. It's an event-sensitive issue. It's a one-time event. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't work out according to anyone. Look, Rabbi Meir, but look, Rabbi Yehuda, because nobody was discussing kana v'chaz v'kana. They were only talking about a case where you had it, yesh al kayotzibah, which means be Yerusha. Amalek Rabbi Yochanan, your diuk is incorrect. The truth is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even kana v'chaz v'kana, you would need to be mevarech. And the unfortunate phraseology here, avadika miflek b'yeishlo, the differentiation between in the machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about if he has something similar to it, which led you to assume that if it was kana v'chaz v'kana, that's a mistake, because in reality, that's only coming to tell me that Aliyah the Rabbi Meir even kana, where you had it before, and kolshekin kana v'chaz v'kana, you do not make a bracha. It's a one-time event on owning such a thing. I don't care how it got into your rishos. And that's a tremendous chiddush. So the kamif forgive yesh lo v'kana, that's lo diach hakocha to Rabbi Meir. That's to establish the clarity of Rabbi Meir's argument about the nature of Shechayanu, that it is not even event-oriented. It's a particular connection to the item, and therefore it's a one-time, always. It makes no difference how you got it. In which case, afil kana v'yesh lo v'tzarech avar kol shekein, if you had already made or purchased such a thing for yourself, kana v'chaz v'kana, de'ein tzarech levarech. But the truth is, that a limited Rabbi Yehuda, even kana v'chazar v'kana would be a tremendous chiddush that you would be mevarech. Well, I understand. So why choose Rabbi Meir? Lifluga v'kana v'chazar v'kana de'ein tzarech levarech. Why not teach me the case of kana v'chazar v'kana and teach me that in order to teach me the chiddush ali b'lo diach hakocha to Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, can't you do it the other way around? It should say the words ein tzarech levarech make no sense at all, because the chiddush over here is tzarech levarech li b'Rabbi Yehuda, obviously. And because of that, it's taken out by many of the magim of the Gemara. So why tell me Ali ben Rabbi Meir that even Yeshua v'kana ain't tzarech levarech, if you could tell me Yechidish Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda that even if kana v'chaz v'kana can't tzarech levarech? Answers the Gemara, our overall approach, which is that koach de'atera odifle, somebody who has the guts to let people off of a duty is more praiseworthy than somebody who creates chiyuvim, where anybody could create chumras. I mean, but they being certain that there's no grounds to create a chumra is better. It's a little bit problematic over here, because, of course, when it comes to brachot, the norm is that we would say, unless you're absolutely certain you need a bracha, you don't make a bracha, because some brachot la'kel. So obviously, the Gemara is assuming over here that the halacha, libra Rabbi Meir, is a halacha psuka of no, not, well, you know, I'm not sure, so better not. And therefore, in that sense, it's still called that there. If I can let you off of a chiyuv, then we want to show people who are able to let you off of a chiyuv. Now, we said in the Mishnah something a little bit opaque, that if you have ra'ah me'in tova, or tova me'in ra'ah, but what exactly does that mean? Well, says the Gemara, hechidami, basically the question is, where you have something that has an immediate impact on you, but has a completely opposite long-term impact on you. And the question is, do you go according to the immediate or do you go according to the long-term? That's the question. So, Echidami, we say that you have a ra'ah, which is still me'ina tova. For instance, let's say a dam broke, okay? Shato bitket be'are, and deposits all the water from the dam ran through your field, and there goes your entire planting for the year. It's washed out. Now, the truth is, long-term, this is a very good thing, because there's a tremendous amount of silt that's going to be deposited in your field, and that's going to be very fertile soil. So how do you look at it? You look at the long-term results, you look at the local results. So, Afagav, the Mishnah is coming to tell me that even though ultimately Tafavudidek, this is a good thing for your field, because Damaski Ara Sirton Vishavcha, you now have a lot of silt on your ground, which is excellent topsoil, and therefore its value in the end is greater. But right now, in terms of your immediate reaction to losing all your work for the year, you experience it as a Dayanemet, an Ashtamiya Ra'ahi, and that's how you should be Varech on it. Al HaTovah, the same thing would be if something good happens now, which is long-term bad. And what would that be? That would be like winning the lottery. No, so you're very excited about winning the lottery, but so is the IRS. And once the IRS gets excited about you winning the lottery, they're going to go for a lot more than the lottery money. And so, all you need is to have to go through now a Hatzarat Hon, as they say over here. So, Echidami, if you go into Ashkach Mitziah, so even though this is ultimately bad news, Afagav Dura'ayil today, because Ishama Bamalka, if the IRS hears about it, so then Shokilami, they're going to take more than that away from you. You know, nobody's allowed to enjoy anything, Chas V'Shalom. But Hashtamiya Tovahi, right now you experience it as an excitement, you won the lottery, you know, the fact that it leads to suicide in the end, nobody thinks about that. Somebody's wife is pregnant. So now we go through a inyanim of the tefillat shav. So somebody whose wife is already pregnant, and he says, "Yiratzon sheteleid ishti zachar." That's considered to be a tefillat shav. You're saying that tefillat does not help to determine the sex of a child. Mati Rav Yosef, does it not say that le'ah gave birth, achar, whatever that achar means, yalda bat, vatikrat shema dinah. And we asked, what is the meaning of that word, achar yalda bat? And Rav explained that achar means that there had been, in fact, a particular event that turned her child into a bat. So it was le'achar shedana le'ad din ba'atzma. Leah was pregnant. And she starts thinking to herself, you know, in terms of her Ruach HaKodesh, I know that Yud Beit Shvatim Akidim Latzit Mi'akov, there's only going to be 12 Shvatim. And that means that I already had 6 boys. Shishai Yatsumi Meni. If we take a look at Bilha and Zilpah, there's another 4 boys, which leaves a total of 2 more boys for the Shvatim. That's already Asara. So now, if I'm going to have another boy, then that means that Achoti Rachel is going to have fewer male Shvatim than even the smallest of the Shvachot. That's terrible. So Loti Achoti Rachel Kachat HaShvachot, and she was mitpalelet that she should not have a boy. And Miyad Nefchal Abat, that child who would have been a boy, became Dina. Shenemar Vatikrat Shema Dina, and that was her being done this thing for herself. Okay, says Imar, come on, I mean, this is not a normal occurrence. Imar Skirin Ma'aseh Nisim, I mean, you're talking about something that was very primal and part of the development of the Ummah. We're talking about a day-to-day basis over here. Well, you know what? Maybe it's okay. Because Ibai Tema Ma'aseh Teleyah B'toch Arba'in Yom Ha'aveh. There's a difference between post-40 days, when we already have determination of the sex of the child, from conception, and within 40 days from conception, Kedetanya. Shlosha yamim arishanim, 3 days after intercourse, yivakish adam rachamim shelo yasriach. He wants to make sure that the sperm doesn't rot before, because it only has longevity, 72 hours, and therefore he wants to make sure, if he's looking for a child, that impregnation occurs before that. Mishlosha v'ad arbaim, from 3 days to 40 days, yivakish rachamim shehi zachar. So apparently you can pray that you have a male. Mi'arbaim yom v'ad shlosha chodashim, from 40 days until 3 months, you're in danger then of the vlad becoming a sandal, because of pressures in the womb, and so on. So that's a crushed, basically crushed fetus. Yivakesh rachamim shelo yehi sandal. From shlosha chodashim until shisha chodashim, at that point you're in danger of spontaneous abortion. So yivakesh rachamim shelo yehi nefel. From 6 months until 9 months, when it's possible already to have a baby, yivakesh rachamim sheyetzei b'shalom. So you see from here, 40 days, maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah was talking about after 40 days, that it's tefillat shav, and Leah was within 40 days. I thought this business about determining the sex of a child is really dependent on intercourse. Someone gets a parade of Ami. They have different X and Y chromosomes that survive in various sperm depending on the pH and vaginal canal. And therefore, there's more greater likelihood of having a zachar visha mazrat chila. But isn't that like sort of predetermined by the sperm, no? No. Therefore, basically, it's all up for grabs. You don't really know what's going on. Anything that's, for all intents and purposes, complexity beyond your reach, pray about it, and somehow things work out. So the next case in the Mishnah, somebody's coming on along the road, and he hears a disaster, sirens, ambulances coming out of the town, and people screaming, and he says, I mean, whatever it is, is. Who, in fact, was in this exact situation, was Baba Derek, and he hears sirens coming out of the city, and he says, "Ach, muftach ani sheinza b'toch beiti." I absolutely, it's definitely not in my house. We alav akatuv omer mishmua ra'a lo yira nachon libo b'toch b'ashem. Amar Rav, the truth is that pasuk has two implications. If you read it backwards to forwards to back, so galecha de derash lakra mirash l'seifa midrash. If you read it from beginning to end, that is a valid drasha. You read it miseifa l'resha, that's a valid drasha. Then let's see, read like this mirash l'seifa midrash mishmua ra'a lo yira. A man needn't worry about terrible things happening. Matam, because he is an individual, is nachon libo b'toach b'Hashem, and therefore he is given a haftacha. This is where the Ravid understands it. He is given a haftacha with that level of b'toach b'Hashem that he needn't worry about shmara. The Maral points out that obviously that's ridiculous in Bishmara Alo Yira. I mean, horrible things happen to everybody. How can you possibly say Bishmara Alo Yira? What does B'tochen have to do with horrible things not happening to you? So Maral says that over here we're talking about something that is Shalok Kederech, the normal Anog of the Yoyalam. Obviously, somebody goes for a diagnosis, gets a diagnosis of cancer, what's he going to say Bishmara Alo Yira? He's definitely not going to die. Why would he definitely not die? He said Derech Yoyalam. The point over here is that something unusual that happens, I mean, where nobody was expecting this crazy event. A crazy event happens, maybe on that you could say that his level of tzaddik protects him from some sudden event, which is not a yitpatchut of the normal anhagata olam. So this would be that a getter of haftacha, learns the Ravid. But you can read it the other way around. That is to say, somebody has developed a sense of bitochen, He doesn't worry about a Shmuel Ra'ah, because he doesn't care. That's the point. It's not that it's Avtocha to him, but either because he's semech on his chassidus, that's his determination. I'm not giving any promises. I promise you a rose garden. Or because it's a kolotova, as far as he's concerned. He doesn't fear a Shmuel Ra'ah. Because the Batra, the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, was shuken at Zion. There was a certain Talmud. He was following Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi sees that he's very nervous, very tense. Chazit come to Fakhid, he's nervous about being attacked by Arabs, whatever. I'm like, wait, you got a problem, buddy? Chata'at. I mean, dechtiv pachadu b'tzion chata'im. I don't know, you must be a sinner, I guess. I mean, it only says that people who are terrified in Zion are sinners. Amalei, doesn't it say Asher Adam Mefachet Tamid? Amalei, that's not fear of getting hit by a car. That's fear of making a determination which is based on a mistake. As Rashi says elsewhere, say I'll do this and this will be the result, like the mice in the Gemara and Gittin. You know, we only have to worry about this.
Yeah.
You have to worry about all types of unforeseen consequences. He's going behind Rav Amnuna. Atnach. And he moans. He said, "What? Are you looking for trouble? Yisrin by Yahu Gavra Lati and Afshua. You're trying to bring troubles on yourself. Dichtiv ki pachat, pachati vayetan. I was afraid and nervous, and sure enough, it came my way. Vasher yagarti yavali. What I'm afraid of, that's always what happens. So he said, what about Akhtiv? Vasher yadav vachet tamid? Ahubidi vaytor Akhtiv. The next thing we had is somebody goes into a city. So he's Bevorach on the way in, he's Bevorach on the way out. Or we had a machlokes. Maybe it should be Mavorach, two on the way in, two on the way out. What would be the two on the way in and two on the way out? Tan Rabbanan. Bichnisa to Ma'o Omer. Yiratzon v'nechashim l'kash t'achnisei l'krach ze l'shalom. I should get in one piece. Nichnas. Once you're in the town, you say, Mo Daniel v'nechashim l'kash t'achnisei l'krach ze l'shalom. And I didn't get caught waiting on the George Washington Bridge for 3 days to pay my toll. Bikesh l'tzeit. He's on his way out. Omer Yirat Son of Nakashem Lakavata, get me out of here. That everybody. Totsieni Mikrak Zilla Shalom. Yatsa, when he gets out of the city, thank God, I'm out of there. Modeli Fanakashem Lakash, Saitani Mikrak Zilla Shalom, Ukashem Shot Satani Lashalom, King Talicheni Lashalom, Tesmacheni Lashalom, Tatsideni Lashalom, Tatsileni Mikafko Yavor of Yoderech. Omer of Matan, that's only in a city that's run by liberals. So over there, you go into a town in which there's no law and order, because everybody's able to do whatever they want, and explain it away. So, I mean, it's dangerous as all heck. You go into a place like that, you never know you're going to get out of line. So there's Dafke Bekrach, Shein Danim Varagimbo, no law and order, that's where it's dangerous. Abu Bekrach, Shein Danim Varagimbo, let Lamba. If you're going into a town where they kill people for doing the wrong things, just don't do the wrong thing, and everything will be fine. Because then at least you've got law and order, you don't have to be afraid, that's the Derech Haolam, to go through a krach. Igni, I'm a member of Mata. Others say that Ramat said, no. Because even where there's law and order, you want to start up with the cops? Zimna delamit randla yinish di yalif leischuta. Maybe you won't get a good lawyer. And if you won't get a good lawyer, you know what law and order does for you. Tan Rabbanu, hanichnas lebeit ha-merchatz. Now, in those days, the Beit ha-merchatz was quite a deal. Because, of course, the Beit ha-merchatz was built as a pool above the heater. And the heater was an open fire. So if that thing would crack open, then the entire contents, including you and your friends, would just go straight down into the fire. So it was a little bit dangerous to go to a public bath in those days. So Nichnas lebeit ha-merchatz, Omer Yiratzon v'nach Hashem Elokai shetatzileni mizevach hayotzebo. Save me from this. I didn't want to say what might happen, and from things like that. Well, yeah, Rabbi Dvar Kalkalava Avon, nothing bad should happen to me. No memory of my sins. Oh God, but if it happens, may my death be a kaparal of Cholavon Otai.
Sorry? Were they naked going to see
that? Yeah, is that bad?
Well, bad.
Getting burned naked is even worse.
No.
It's as you're about to go in. Omra Baye, no, never say anything like that. That's terrible. You know what I mean? Poteach pele satan. Lo leimene shachis. We saw it earlier. Lo liftach pumin a satan. Omra shlokish ketonim shmedu regeosi. Leolam ayiftach adam pivle satan. Don't say something which sets you up for a fall. Omra regeosi said in the post, micro. The thief kimat kistoma yinu la moradi minu. People are complaining. Oh my, look what's happened to us in the churban over here. There's almost nothing left like stone vamora. What's the next thing? The Navi says to them. My heart of the Navi, shimud vashem ketsine stone. Yep, you're absolutely right. Anyway, when you get out of the bathhouse alive, if you get out alive, they were attacking this actually on the mikvahs here in the old city. It's a lot more dangerous. So, kinafak my Omer, what are you saying? Save me. You saved me from the flames. Once Rabbi Abo was in one of these bathhouses, and sure enough, the whole thing opened up underneath him, and Yitzrakish Leinisa was just perfect because he was standing on the column that supported the floor. And this is all in Barnea's neighborhood. He can show you Rav Acha's bathhouse if you pay for a special tour. And Yitzrakish Leinisa Koma Lamuda, and he sticks out his arm, and a couple of guys hold on to his arm, and they hold on to other guys, and he was able to save 101 people with one arm holding on to that amud. So he said, oh, this is exactly what Rav Acha was referring to about the dangers of bathhouses. And so he said, this is exactly Rav Acha. We find the same thing. Rav Acha takes into consideration all of the possible disastrous results of something that people go ahead and they do, but you really have to be mispaal. This Omar Rav Acha doesn't really make too much sense because we're referring back, and the correct Girza is probably as the Mitaknea Girza, right, Tana Rabbana. So this is another minor. And if Knas Lak is done, Omer, he wrote some of an Hashem Lakai, She Esek Ze Lidrufu Avitrap Eni. So actually, Laki's Dam, of course, is at that time, was the most common medical procedure. And it wasn't for checking the blood, but it was for actually fixing your blood pressure and so on. And until fairly recently, of course, they did that in a barbershop, which is why they still advertise it with those little poles, the red and white poles. That's for Akazad Dam. And as a common medical procedure, you would say beforehand, you wrote some of Nech Hashem Lakai, this ASIC that I'm doing, I should be a refua, but I understand that my refua should come from you. And it's only your refua, which is emet. Because the truth is, humans were not made to play games with refua. They should come to you for refua. In our country, but, this is the way we've gotten very low, and we're used to doing things mechanically instead of changing the way we are. So we do this. Rabbi, now, please don't say stuff like that. What are you, some kind of Christian scientist? If it's only a minute, why would the Torah say that the guy owes you your medical bills if he's caused you damage? So obviously, the Torah is saying that it's a doctor's job to be merapeh, and that's not considered to be in any way a violation of what's correct. And therefore, you should not say that whole thing about in our country, but yet. Anyway, kikoi, when you finish your bloodletting, my omerim ravacha, baruch rofei, it should say cholim, as the most people have. And ichmas lebeit akisei. Now, in those days, remember, as we've seen in a couple of places, people used to acknowledge the angels at their side. Nowadays, we consider it to be yuara, to feel that you're on a madrega, to be zeicha, to malachi asheris that go with you all over. But having angels at your side, you certainly don't want to expose those poor angels to the bathroom. So if you're about to go into a bathroom, you say, "Hitkabdu mukubadim kedoshim shatei alyon." Honor yourselves. Stay out of here. Tenu kavod elokei Yisrael. Herpu mimeni. Stay away from me. Achek aneis. I'm going to go into this little room over here and do my thing. V'aser etzoni, and I'll come back to you. Abaya once again says, bad thing to say. Lo leima inashachi. Because, what I hear, herpu mimeni. Let me go. Okay, fine. Bye. Who needs you? So you want to lose your angels? Good heavens. Ella, here's what you should say. Just the opposite. Shimruni, stay, watch over me, okay? Azruni, samchuni, amtinuli, wait for me. Amtinuli. Achek and Israel say, shkein dar kancho b'nei adam. Humans are pretty low lives. So what can I do? But I'm only human. Ki nafik, when you get out of the bathroom, what do you say? Baruch Hashem, yatzara ta adam b'chokma, uvaravo nekavim nekavim, chalulim chalulim, kadui v'yadu lefnei chiseich v'odech ha-shinim v'pateach echad mihem, o yimisatei mechad mihem, hi efshar la'amod lefanecha. And what's the closing of this bracha? Bring us this along, bracha. Omarav, you say rofei cholim. Omar Shmuel, boy, Abba's made the whole world sick. Anybody goes to the bathroom, it's a cholet. Says rofei cholim, it's ridiculous. What you say is rofei chol basar. Now, that flesh requires constant tipul, and one of those tipul is, of course, differentiating out waste products from good products. That is refuah, but not cholet. It's not whether you say you're ill, you're not ill. You're dealing with the requirements of your flesh. Rif Sheshet Omer, you should say maflila asot. It's an incredible thing in which we have all of these chalulim, nekavim, nekavim, and you manage to live for a minute? That's crazy. So how is that possible? It's just amazing. Don't go to medical school. Omer of Papa, and of course for Papa, his general approach is Yokach Namrino Letarvayu. You should say both, with both of your mouths, Rofecho Basar, Umaflila Sot. Say both. And Ichnas Lishon Al Mitato. You're going in to go to bed. What do you do? The first say from Shema Yisrael until the Yayim Shamoa. Then you say, Baruch HaMapil Chevleshin Alinai, Tenu HaMalach HaPai, Umeir Lishon Batayin, Hira Tzomif Anech HaShem Elokai, Shetashkiveni L'Shalom, V'Tenchalki B'Torah Techa, Targileni, Lidei Mitzvah. Now all of this has gotten confused. with the morning, because it's really, as the Gro points out, this is not the correct use of the Gemara. This was an addition that was from the Zman of the Ga'inim, and it does not appear in the original Zichot. Therefore, we don't say this is part of the Birkat HaMapil. Tagilini de mitzvah, tagilini de avira. Okay, back to the correct use. Tviyana lo de chet, lo de avon, lo de nisayon, lo de vizayon. Yishlot bi yetzer tov, yishlot bi yetzer ra. Tatzilin mi pegara, mi chola imraim. Sorry, now back to the Yerza. Ma'ayyav ha'aloni chalamot ra'im, yirurim ra'im. Utaim mi tatish le malafanecha. Erenai peni shana mavet. Baruch ata Hashem ha'me'ir lo olam kulo. Bichvodo, even though my eyes aren't working in my sleep, but the world is still bright with your light. Ki mitzar, when you wake up, you should say, the Rambam learns that all of these brachot are said actually in situ. In other words, if you're in bed and you wake up at the moment that you recognize that you're alive, you say this bracha. But Tamina Rabbeinu Yonah, Tainad, and because of that, we're Zorek everything to later, that normally your hands aren't clean, and how can you make a bracha while you're in bed? And you shouldn't be semech on just rubbing it. What about Nekovasser and so on? So because of that, fine. But the parsha of the Gemara is, ki mitzar, as soon as you regain consciousness, you say, Elohai neshama shenatata bitorayi, ata yetzartavi, ata nefachtavi, ata mishamrabi kirbi, ata atititlami minel chzirabi latidavo, kol zman shanisham. When you hear your alarm clock, or your brain waking you up, or maybe a cock out there, call Tarnagula, which in the Rova is not unusual. Lema, yes, especially around you. Baruch Hashem Atam Sakhmi Vina, Lachim Eyam Eving Lara. When you open up your eyes, you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bakech Ivrim. Ki Toretz V'yativ, when you're able to sit up straight, you say, Baruch Matir Asurim. Ki Lov, as you put on your clothes, you say, Malpish Arumim. When you stand up off of your bed, you say, Baruch Zokev, sorry, when you put your body upright, you say, Zokev Kefufim. When you actually stand on the ground, Kenach Atahara, you say, Baruch Rokah Ratzalamayim. Ki Maske, when you start to walk, you say, Baruch HaMechim Tzadeh Gaver. When you put on your shoes, you say, Baruch Shas. When you put on your belt, you say, Baruch Ozer Yisrael Begvura. When you put on your sudar on your hip, you say, Baruch Oter Yisrael Betifara. When you mitatef in your tzitzit, you say, Baruch Asher Kitchener Betzotav Tzivanu Yitatef Betzitzit. When you put on the tefillin of your yad, you say, Baruch Asher Kitchener Betzotav Tzivanu Lahaniach Tefillin. When you put on your tefillin Aresha, you say, Baruch Asher Kitchener Betzotav Tzivanu Al Mitzvat Tefillin. This does not, of course, mean that you're supposed to make separate brachot for the yad and for the rosh. Those who, and the overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael who do not do such things, understand that Gemara is referring to a case where you are only putting in your tefillin shorosh. You make this bracha, or where you were mafsik, and then you have to make this bracha on your tefillin shorosh. Otherwise, the bracha of laniyach tefillin is chal both on the yad and on the rosh. You wash yade, you wash your hands, you say asher kishanu mitzvah mitzvanu on the tilat yadayim. When you wash your face, you say baruch hamavir chevle shinam meyinai utnuma meyafapai yiratzom efanecha shem lakash tagilinu betoratecha tabkin mitzvotecha al tibiyenu lo lelechet ol didei avir aviavon ol didei misayon ol didei misayon chofet yitzri lishtabed lach rechakeni miyadamra מחברה דבקני ביצר טוב וחבר טוב בעולמך תצלני היום וחויים בחינו חסר רח מביניך ויקור אוהי תגמלי חסדים טובים ברוך אתה השם גומל חסדים טובים לעמו ישראל חייב אדם לברך על הטובה we said שם שבורך על הרעה שם שבורך על הטובה what does that mean? Does it mean you're supposed to say the same ברוכה? If something horrible happens, if something good happens מה חייב לברך על הרעה שם שבורך על הטובה? In the same way I mean, surely you can't be saying you know שם שבורך על הטובה you say הטובה מיטיב you should also atova meitim on the death of a loved one. Is that what you're saying? No, it's not absurot avot omer atova meitim. Absurot avot omer baruch dayan emet. So it can't mean that. Amar Rav, no, it means with the same state of mind, not what words you say. Lo nitzdrche ela lekabluni ba besimcha. It means to be mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, to be mevorech b'lev avshalom on midat hadin or on midat harachamim. So whether it's din or chesed, omer vacha mishum levi. Look, it's a pasuk. The pasuk basically says the David Mizmor Chesed u'mishpat Ashir alacha. So this is Ashir alacha Hashem Azamira, and that means Chesed Ashir alacha and Mishpat Ashir alacha. If Chas v'Shalom it's Din and Mishpat, I will nonetheless sing to you. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni says it's another pasuk that puts it in terms of the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the midas as you perceive them. That is Ba'ashem. So it says over there Belokim al davar Ba'ashem al davar. So that means in either midah. And this is Ba'ashem al-Avel Dabar, that's Midat HaRachamim, is the Shem Yud Kevavke. Elohim is always Midat Puranut, so Be'elohim al-Avel Dabar, so Midat Puranut. Rabbi Tanchum, take a look at the Pesukos, Yisruot Esa, Uveshem Hashem Ekra. Okay, and then you continue. Tzara v'yagon emtza, Uveshem Hashem Ekra. The same Uveshem Hashem Ekra is either Tzara v'yagon or Kos Yisruot, the most wonderful thing, or the most horrible thing. Rabbon and Amram, Hashem Natan, Hashem Lakach, either way. So your baby is born, or a loved one is taken, Yishem Hashem Mevorach. That's exactly what it is the Pasuk is saying. The single Yishem Hashem Mevorach is on both Netina and Lekicha. Okay, I guess we save the nice stories. We could, it's such a nice story. All right, fine. Yeah, we could get David Medinitz's beautiful way of saying it over, right? Person should get used to always saying whatever happens, it's always for the best. The other Rabbi Akiva is after Rabbi Akiva himself. Now, because of Baruch, there he was going along the road. Mater, Limata, comes to town, he's finally ready to get himself a room for the night. Bo, Shpiza, Lo, Yoiv, all the motels are filled. Nobody's got room for Rabbi Akiva, sorry. He'll stay out in the forest. No, what can I do? Call David Rachman Lutava. Azul Bat Bidarba, so he goes out and he sets up a sleeping bag out in the forest. Now, with him were a tarnigol, a chamor, and a flashlight, or a fire. So, he's about to go to sleep. Tremendous wind puts out his light. Next thing he knows, the cat jumps on his poor tarnigol, and that's the end of his tarnigol. Next thing he knows, a lion comes and eats up his donkey. Mama, what can you do? Call David Rachmana Latav. It's all for the best. That very night, Eibal Eilion, Atagaisa, a group of soldiers come in, and they take over the whole town, rape, pillage. You know, thank God I wasn't in the motel. Shavi Lamad. And if they had heard, they had seen the light, or they had heard the tarnigol, somebody would have come to investigate and find who was out there. Amar lahu. So he told all of his talmidim, Lav Amar lahu kol ma she'osei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol HaTovah. You see, we fought. I mean, that's all we would have needed is to have our campfire on. They would have come out here, they would have heard the tarnigol, and they would have caught us, taken everything we've got, killed us, who knows what. Baruch Hashem, HaKol HaTovah. Bona bait chadash v'kana kelim chadashim harmar v'naloshon ela she'in lo kayatze b'em birushar something. Ava yeshul kayatze b'em b'tzerach levarach v'yach v'noma no. The kinyan is something new, and therefore even yeshul kayatze b'em b'tzerach levarach. But, I mean, obviously, b'chlal v'chikana, then he's just being chana again. Nobody would say he's tzerach levarach. Ikri amri amri v'naloshon ela shalok kana v'chazar v'kana. Ava kana v'chazar v'kana in tzerach levarach. But just having it, nobody says is not. It bothers you from a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, I feel kana v'chazav v'kana tzarich levarech. Michlal dechi yeshua v'kana divrakol tzarich levarech. Meitvek. Ona bayit kadash ve'in lo kayotze bo. Kana kilim chadashim ve'in lo kayotze ve'em tzarich levarech. Yeshua kayotze ve'em ein tzarich levarech. Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah Omer. Ben kach tzarich levarech. Bishlam alo lishna kama. Ravunak Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudah. But lishna bakra. Only Ravuna works out. So Bishon Ravuna Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean Rabbi Yochanan claims even Kana Chazav Kana. That's Keman. Look Rabbi Meir, look Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan, no, it is. It's not did Rabbi Yehuda. There's no difference between Kana Chazav Kana or Yeshlo Vekana. Nami Torah Levarach. The only reason that Kamiflo gave Yeshua Vekana was Lo Diach Hakoch Rabbi Meir. That Filo Kana VeYeshlo ain't Torah Levarach, and Koshik ain't Kana Chazav Kana ain't Torah Levarach. So why not lift look at the kana v'chaz v'kana lo diach hakocha de Rabbi Yehuda? Because kach de tera adiflei. Mivorech al ra'am in atovah and vice versa. Echidami. Well, let's say shaka bitka ba'aretz. Right now, it's really lousy news. But ultimately, tavu l'didei because maska aras sirton, and it's shabbat. But hashta mi ra'as, you make a dayan emet. So winning a lottery, afagav the ra'ai lididei, certainly your most profound concern is the IRS. Why? What's the meaning of achar? And Omar Rav Lachshon don't lay a din batzma. V'am Rash name as Rishvati matidim latzit mi Yaakov. Shisha already were yatsumi many. Arba already were yatsum rishvachod. Which means asram zezachar lo teachotir achel kachad rishvachod. Miyad nefcha lebat shem rishvachod matidina based on this din. Or was What? Mimani Rachim Nurmi Yitzchak Bari Ravami. Ish Vazriya Techila Yoledet Nekiva. Isha Vazriya Techila Yoledet Zachar. Shema Isha Kitazriya Yoledet Zachar. Rachim Eskir and Gonshi Yisriyo Shneem Bevat Achad. Hayam Baba Derek Tanu Rabona. Maase Bilel Azake Shei Baderek Vashama Kotz Vacha Biir Omer. Muv Tachani Shein Tze Betoch Beti. Alaba Katov Omer Mishmar Alo Yira. Nachon Nibo Batoh Bashem. Amar Rava Kalecha Dederash Laikra. Mireish La Seifa. It can be Midrash Bezev La Reisha Madrash. That's a promise. If a person obviously what's your problem, man? You certain boy who got to an option to be pachat pacharti be etani asher yagorti yavolim. But if Hashem yadam afachet amid, I will be the great Torah aktiv. And if Nas the crack on Rabbanim Chizato, my own midrash some of the Hashem and Kaddish concerning the crack of the shalom. If Nas from what I'm the Hashem and Kaddish concerning the crack of the shalom. Because the Tzeta Omer Yirat some of the Hashem and Kaddish concerning the crack of the shalom. Yatsa Omer Modern Yirat some of the Hashem and Kaddish concerning the crack of the shalom. Yatsa Omer Modern Yirat some of the Hashem and Kaddish concerning the וכשם שהוצאתנו לשם הקטר, וכן לשלום, תסמכן לשלום, תציתן לשלום, תצבני, מקף כל אויב והרבד בדרך, אומר מתנה, זה לא שלום, אבל כך שאין דנים והורגים בו, אבל כך שדנים והורגים בו, הוא סייף, לטלם בה. איקרי, אומר מתנה, פשוט זה אפילו בכך שדנים והורגים בו, זימנן דלו, מתרם לי נשדיה לפלי זכות אני קצר להזילוי. תאמר רבו נלך לזה בית המלך עצום אני רצו, ובנך שמלכי, שתצילני מזה וכיוצא בו, והיירה בדבר כלכלה ויבון, ואם יירה בדבר כלכלה ויבון, תהי מיטתי כפרה לכל הבנותיהם רבי נא 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 מן השחי לא לפתח פה מלסוטר בשלוקש קטן בשביל רבי יוסי לעולם אי יפתח אדם פיו לסטן אמר רבי איזה מייקרו תכתיב כמעט כסתום היינו לאמור דמינו מה ידענו לו נאבי אהה שימו דבר השם קציני סדום כי נפק מה יאמר מרווח אמר דניאל פרח השם לקאי שיצלתני מן האור רבי אבאו על לבני בני אף חייפי בני מתותה ידרח יש לי ניסה כמה למנו שעוז מאה וחד גבי וחד עברי הוא אמר הוך אני רווחה תודה רבה נניח מזלק הזדם אומר יועץ עבוד לך השם לקאי שיעסק זה לי רפואה ותרפא איני כי אל רפי נאמן אתה רפואתך אמת What can you do? Ain't that country but Adam Lerepa? Oh, but not good. I'm not bad. Nah, please. Lola, I'm in a shock. Tony, the very rabbi, Shvav, Rappo, Yerappe, the country, need to nourish it, Rafael Rappo. Kikoi, my Omra, Omra, Vacha, Baruch, Rafecholi. אני נכנס לבית הכיסא אומר יתכבדו מכובדים קדושים משרתי עליון תנו כבוד על הכי ישראל מרפו במני עד שכנס ויעשה רצוני ועבור לכם הרבה לא לא עולה אם אני שואל את זה משאף כלי ויעשה אלא לא אמא שימרוני עזרוני סמכוני המתינו לי עד שכנס ויצא שכן דרכן שבני אדם כי נאפק אומר ברוך אשר יצר את האדם בחוכמה ובורא בו נקבים חלולים גלוי וידעו לפני כיסך ודרך מפתח אחד מהם או אם יסתם אחד מהם אי אפשר לעמוד לפניך מייחותי מאמריו ברוך אתה השם רופא חולים אמר שמואל כמובן כשבינו אב לכולי המקצירי אלא רופא כל בשר שיש לו מפליא לעשות אמר פאפה היו כך נמרינו לדבר רופא כל בשר הוא מפליא לעשות אני נכנס לישון למיטתו אומר משמע ישראל עד והיה עם שמוע ואומר ברוך המפיר חבלי שינה לעיניי תרומה לאף הפעי מר ראשון בעד עין ירצה ממלך השם על כך שכיווינו לשלום and then the goni made a tank to keep it to ratecha to get in the mitzvot to get in the avirah to get in the chet to get in the avon to get in the seon the vizayon ishlot ibi yetzer tov ishlot ibi yetzer ra to get in the pegar of yichol haim raim and back to the gears we have ayav alu nichal amot raim 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 to aim it at ishrei malafanech v'yari nai Ben Ishana Mavet, Burgata, Shema Merli, Olam Kolobi, Kodoki, Mitar Omar, Elohai, Nishama Shanatata Bitora, Atayat Sartabi, Atanefaktabi, Atamisham Rabiki, Atati Tami, Menor Zirabi, Latilavo, Kozeman Shanashama Bikirbi Modani, Fanakashim Lokai, Kavotai, Ribon Kolola Mim, Adon Kolani Shamot, Burgata Shama Hazir, Nishamot of Garimiti, Kishama Kotana Gola Lema, Burgata Shem, Soana Shaker, Natan Savivina, Lakim, the human in Loyola. כי פתח אין אלימה, ברוך פקח אבים, כי תורת זוויות אבלימה, ברוך מתי עשרים, כי אלוב יש אלימה, ברוך מרבי שרומים, כי זוק אבלימה, ברוך זקף כבופים, כי נחת להר אלימה, ברוך הרקר הצלמיים, כי מזק אלימה, ברוך המחים מצד הגבר, כי סיים סן אלימה, ברוך שעשריקות צרקי, כי עשרמיין אלימה, ברוך עזר יסר בגבורה, כי פרסירו הרש אלימה, ברוך עתר יסר בתפרה, כי מעטף פציצית אלימה, ברוך אשר קשנו צבצבנו להתעטף פציצית, כי מנח תביל הנדר אלימה, ברוך אשר כשאן מצא בצבאנו ליד תפילין הרי שלהם הברוך אשר כשאן מצא בצבאנו מצוות תפילין כי מה שיד אליהם הברוך אשר כשאן מצא בצבאנו על הצלת ידיים כי מה שאפ אליהם הברוך המעביר חבלי שיני מעיניי ותרומה מאף הפרץ וברך השם אלוקי תרגלינו בתורתך תוקן מצוותך תביינו לידי חטא ולידי אבון לא לידי ישראל לא לידי ביזיון קופת תפסיד להשתעבד לך וחכיני מאדם רע מחבר ודפקיני ביצר הטוב וחבר טוב בעולמך תתנני היום וכל יום לכן חסר רח מבנך ונקור I think Tavim Hashem Romel Chasidim Tavim Lamo Yisrael. Of course, they added far more recently the Anotin La Ya'if Koach to the Tzoras that Klal Yisrael was going through. Chayav Adam Levarech Latova Mien Ara Antsoam. Ma'achad Levarech Larak Shem Shvarech Sorry, Shem Shvarech Latova. Ma'achad Levarech Larak Shem Shvarech Latova. Ilamik Shem Shvarech Latova. Atova Mitiv Kach Levarech Larak. Atova Mitiv. Atan Al Bisrot Tovot Aben Atova Mitiv. Al Bisrot Raot Aben Boruch Dayan Emet. Omar Rovel Nitzcha Lekublina Bisimcha. Om Revach Bishom Rablevi Ma'ikra. Chesed U'Mishpat Ashir Lach Hashem. As Amira. Im Chesed Ashir and Mishpat Ashir. Hashem Alel Davar. ואלוהים עלה על דבר והשם עלה על דבר זו מידה טובה ואלוהים עלה על דבר זו מידה תורנות וביתן חוממנו יחד כוס ישועות עשה ושם השם מקרא צורו ויגון נמצא ושם השם מקרא רבונו נאמר השם נתן או השם לקח ישם השם מבורך אומרו נאמר רב משום רבי מאיר וחנתן משפעין רבי עקיבא בעולם יהיה אדם רגיל לומר כל דבר רחמנה לטעב אבי כאילו רבי עקיבא הם סוף אבי כזה ברוך אמרת לה אם אתה ברוך שפיזה לא יאהב למה נו כאילו כל דבר רחמנה לטעב עוז רובת בדעב אבי בלי תרנגול החמרה ושרגה או תזיק לקו ושרגה או תשונה אך תרנגול או תעריה אך לא לחמרה אמר כאילו כל דבר רחמנה לטעב great news מי מלאי לאה אתה גייס השאבי למטה אמר לו נו לאו אמר לו כל מה שעשה קרש ברוך הוא הכל לטובה
Today's Daf Daf Samach, Hayom Chamisha Yomim LaOmer, and we're holding on the bottom of Nun Tet Amud Beit, Bana Bayit Chadash. Bana Bayit Chadash Vekana Kelim Chadashim. Omer Rav Huna Lo Shonu La She'in Lo Kayotzei Vehem. When do we say that we make it Birchat She'achayan? When the Mishnah Dafka, where he doesn't have similar items. Aval Yesh Lo Kayotzei Vehem, Eitz Tzarich Levarech. If he already owns such things, he doesn't have to say She'achayan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilo Yesh Lo Kayotzei Vehem. Even if a person owned such things before, nonetheless, he saw If he does go out now to buy them, then he has to, because there's a difference between buying something and owning something. Owning something, we're assuming now, means that you own them because you were yorishda. And okay, that's something that a person doesn't have of his own, in a sense. It came to him. But when it goes out to make it his own, and he's gone it, so then he would have to be mevarech. But the mashma'ut is that if he already achieved having his own, he was kana, bechlav v'chi kana v'chazar kana, if now he would go back and buy the same thing again, at this point he already had the pleasure of getting his own. And Rabbi Yochanan was only saying that your mevorach, where the kinyan at least is new. But there's another lashon, which Om Ravuna lashonu ela shelo kana v'chazav kana. This lashon Ravuna doesn't discuss the prior ownership. In other words, it came to him through Yerusha. But he's discussed specifically a place where you were koneh again. So when do we say that you make the bracha that's dafka where you haven't bought it before? If, however, kana v'chazav kana in tzarech levarech. And according to this lashon, Ravuna would also be modeh that if you bought something for yourself, that was the first time you achieved, you would make a shechiyon. However, if you already achieved the kinyan, then you wouldn't. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, according to this Lashon, afil kanada chazar v'kanat tzarich levarech. So according to this Lashon, the bracha is on the chefet, not on the experience. So if Chefza itself, the thing. In other words, this is something which is new, and I enjoy this particular thing. It's and the way we were learning in the first Lashon, even in Rabbi Yochanan, it's the specific experience that I have of making something my own of this type that I'm being Mavarech. And the fact that it's a new Chefetz, on that pleasure alone, I wouldn't be Mavarech on. Lamaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, always connected with Ravuna, and we paskin like the Yikid Yabri. So this accounts for our Minhag, indeed, to be Mavarech on even a second Kenyan of a similar object.
A
new suit. A new car. Maybe even a second car at the same time. Yeah, we pass it. If it's new for you, then it's new. Bichlau, so this Lashon Rodeg, Bichlau, Vichyeshlo, Vikana, Divriako, Tarech Lavorech. According to this, the Mashmaut would be that if you already own something, Beirusha, and now you're coming to buy it, so for sure you would need to be Mavarech according to all, even according to Ravuna. Meitave, Bana Bait Chadash, Ve'en Lo Kayotsebo. Kana Kelim Chadashim, Ve'en Lo Kayotsebem, Tarech Lavorech. Yeshlo Kayotsebem, Ein Tarech Lavorech. Divri Rabbi Meir, whereas Rabbi Yoda, Ben Kaku, Tarech Lavorech. So we have over here Machlokit Tanoim, in which we have essentially a description of the first Lashon, because the Machlokas over here is Ein Lo Chayotzeben. So if you agree that the first Lashon of the Machloket between Ravuna and Rabbi Yochanan was correct, so then we have over here a parallel Machloket Tanaim. So Bishlemi Lo Lishna Kama, it works out that Ravuna follows the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that it's Dafka Ein Lo Chayotzeben. Rabbi Yochanan follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the new achievement of a Kinyan is sufficient to make a Bracha, and everything works out okay. But if you hold according to the Lishna Bat, in which Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you kind of because of a kind of you would be Mevarech, at least Rav Huna could still work out a leave with Rabbi Yehuda, because after all, Rav Huna, the second Lashon is Rabbi Yochanan in the first Lashon. We already explained, Rabbi Yochanan in the first Lashon follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yochanan in the second Lashon, who holds that if you kanah, if azar v'kanah, you would still be Mevarech. So he's arguing both are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So do you have a command? Loch Rabbi Meir v'loch Rabbi Yehuda? That's not the point. The truth is, I'm following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would have agreed that the issue is not ownership, the issue is the fresh chayvet. The only reason that he phrased it in this way, to be maflege b'yeshlo v'kana, why did we say it as if the issue was only the prior ownership, and now the new kinyan, as opposed to a second kinyan of the same thing? That's lodiya for kukod Rabbi Meir. Dafiu kana v'yeshlo ein tzarich l'vorech. Since we want to know the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that even in a case where you owned something before only Birusha, not through Kinyan, now you went ahead and you made a Kinyan, that even on that, Rabbi Meir doesn't agree that you would be Mavarech. The only issue is whether you owned such a type of thing before. So therefore, we want you to know that even there you're not Mavarech. Koshikain on the second Kinyan, you're not Mavarech, because there is no new experience at all. So Koshikain Kanavachazav Kanav ain't Tzarech Mavarech. So wait, well, I mean, couldn't we say it the other way around? We should be Choleg in a case of Kanav, because of a Kanav Tabit, tremendous Chodesh Rabbi Yehuda. That even where not only did you own something prior, but you even had been previously Koneh the same thing. Nonetheless, you have to make a Bracha, and then, fine, so we'll be a little confused as to how far Rabbi Meir would have gone to part you from a Bracha. But we can be Leaflego Bekanav. That way we would know better what the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is. But Koach de Hetera Adifle. It seems, as usual, that we would want to know the Koach of Hetera. Many of the Achronim, including the Gro, remain on the fact that this is a very poor example of Koach de Hetera Adif. Because since the din by Brachot is a fake Brachot Lakel, any idiot can tell you not to make a Bracha. Usually the din of Koach de Hetera Adif is because somebody has the guts to tell you something is Mutar. So that at least he knows what he's talking about. Because every idiot tells you that something is asur. There's no tremendous dot necessary to say something is asur. But in this case, to say not to be Mavarech, it doesn't require any kind of particular guts to say that you're potter. Look, Lamaisa, the point is that the bottom line is that somebody would say that you don't make a bracha because safik brachot lakel. We wouldn't say over the shita. Somebody tells you don't have to make a bracha. There's no safik bracha. That's something else. But it's not the psach per se that may be the kar of the atera. It's the keach hasvara per se. For me to say that you're chayav a bracha, there's somebody else to say, no, you don't have to make the bracha of safik brachos lakel. Safik brachos lakel is a safik. But where Rabbi Meir comes along and tells you, listen, this is not something that you owe a bracha for.
It's taking a stand
the kula. I'm telling you to take this. You don't know anything. It's a different way of looking at the gutsy issue, which Rashi brings elsewhere as we go over here. But usually Rashi says that it's the chaos that somebody else wouldn't be able to do. We want to know. Right? Okay. So generally, if somebody says something is usher, he can pretend that it's truly usher. Even though he doesn't know that it's really usher. But a brocha, you can't say that you're putter from a brocha. You can say it's a suffer. If you say that you're putter from a brocha, it's still chaos. The hechidami. The Mishnah said that there's a certain thing as a ra'ah at the present. which in the end turns out to be tova, and the such a thing as a tova, which in the end turns out to be ra'a, and you mevorech on each thing in its time, the way it is currently. So mevorech al ra'a hechidon. Give us an example, something bad that happens that ultimately serves you for good. Say a dam collapsed, and all of now the water floods your field and ruins your crop. Even though eventually, Avagav the Tovah, even today, in the end, this is a good thing. Because the Maska Aras Yirton obviously brings along all of the topsoil that swept along with it, settled on your field. So now your field is going to be of a higher quality, Vashavcha. But Hashta Mirahim. Currently, it's not a good thing because it wiped you out for the year. The other way around, Tovah, which ultimately could turn to be bad, Hechidon. Gondashkech Metzia, somebody wins the lottery. Safar Gav Derahi Lidide. Even though in the end, it's no good news. The Shoma Bimalka Shokalovine, because if the IRS finds out about this, they'll pop you up into a higher tax bracket, as Rabbi Yonah said, doesn't mean they'll just take it from him. It means they'll take it plus from him. Like this, he was off the radar screens. Once he wins that the lottery, he's back on the radar screen. Bad news. But Hashtami, at this point, is a Tovahi before they get to you. Aita Yishtom Ubert. V'omer Yiratzon Sh'teledi Shi Izachar. Is it Tvilat Shav? So what are you saying there? You're saying it's Tvilat Shav. So then you're saying, V'chihai Gavin Lom Hani Rachami. Now what? There's no point in praying for the sex of a fetus. Moshe Rav Yosef, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, V'achar Yalda Bat, V'tikrat Shema Dina. And we darsh it over there. What does V'achar mean? V'achar. Just say. V'titabir V'yalda Bat. Omer Rav, it means that actually, originally, she had been pregnant with a male, Leah. And then Leakash the Nan Leah Din Ba'atzma. After she recognized that this is a bad thing, the Amrashi said to herself, Shematzre Shvatim Atidim Latsetmi Yaakov. There's supposed to be 12 children here. Shisha Yatsubi Meni, I already had 6. Arba Min HaShvachot. There's been another 4 from the 2 Shvachot. So that's 10. If I have now another male, Im Zezachar, now it turns out that Rachel is left with 1. Shalote Akoti Rachel Kiachata Shvachot. It's going to be less now. And even one of the Shvachot, she was mitpalelet that she shouldn't have a male. Miyad Nebchalabat, Shremer Batikraj. Shema Dina. That's why it says Achar. Says the Gemara, but from there you want to bring a Raya. Ain't Maskirin Mas Enisim. The fact that that was a unique event, special event, you're going to use that as a Raya to the normal Pasuk. There's another simple explanation. Within the first 40 days of conception, we recognize that there's still variability in fetal development, and therefore you can, at that point, the first 3 days after intercourse. A person should be mavakesh that the sperm should survive. Because we know maximal survival time is 3 days that we learn from our Sinai. From 3 days to 40 days, yeah, on the hope of conception. You should be mispalel for a ben. From 40 days, still 3 months, sandal. Sandal is in the case where a woman becomes pregnant again, then the development of the second fetus can cause disruption in the rib. We can have a sandal, it's the name of a fish, according to some results of the fish. Tura is a sandal, but in any event, it means a crushed fetus. If you have 2 fetuses that develop, then one can crush the other. From 3 months to 6 months, during that time, if the fetus is delivered, it's going to be a miscarriage. Mishishavi atisha, from 6 months until 9 months, yivakesh rachamim sheyetzei b'shalom, that the birth should be a birth that's peaceful and healthy. Mima ani rachmi? But wait, so now you're saying that for the first 40 days, post-conception, that it would be possible to be mavakeh. V'yom Rav Yitzchak Bereder Rav Ami, ish mazriah techila yoledet nekeva, isha mazriah techila yoledet zachar, shenema isha ki tazriah v'yalda zachar. Doesn't it say, in the mashmaut in the posik, that actually the sex of the fetus is defined at the time of intercourse itself, because it's dependent on who is mazriya tefila. So what's the point of tefila if the way we view it is that it's already defined? We're talking about in a case where it isn't so defined, still open to random selection. And so in such a case, it helps to be dismounted.
The New York Times wants an article quoting this Gemara, how the scientists now are coming, Mamish, it turns out that their conclusions were Mamish coming forth, the Gemara said.
Yeah. Such articles do appear from time to time. There seems to be some small statistical variability depending on the pH of the vagina, depending on the sexual excitement of a woman at time and so on. And therefore, there's different survival rates for sperm that carry Y chromosomes, X chromosomes, but it doesn't really, it didn't stand very much the test of experiment.
40 days.
Yeah. 40 days, though. The 40 days. I thought you meant the other thing about Isha Mazriah.
No, 40 days.
Oh, 40 days in a chinami. Hormonal changes. That's true. I mean, the difference between a male and female is basically a hormonally controlled. It's not as genetic as people think. It's genetic. It's part of hormonal development. Male and female is almost exactly the same up until a point, and then at that point, really the changes are very much defined by chemicals more than just the genes affect the hormones, but it can be changed and hurt and so on by hormonal things. The next case of the mission that we had is Hayababa there. Somebody's coming along the road. We want to talk about another example, Tefillah Shav. One of the first examples was to try to change the sex of an Uber with a Tefillah. Or somebody's walking along the road. He hears people screaming in town. Apparently some terrible tragedy has happened. And he says, Tefillah, you're a son, that shouldn't be from my home. That's obviously something that already happened. There's no point to being mispalalah. Once Hillel HaZaken was approaching town, he hears the terrible sounds of shouting in the city. Amar muftach ani shein zeh b'toch beiti. I'm certain that this is not coming from my house. So, I mean, the shaylism, and as all of the Mufarshim point out, I mean, obviously terrible things happen to people that are great tzaddikim. But he's saying he's sure it's not in his house. He's saying you're sure that the crying isn't in my house. Because in my house, they don't scream at catastrophe. Because he taught his home how to respond to such things. So, it doesn't have to be a mikrera, it could be something a shmura. So that's right, shmura lo yira. He's not afraid of shmura. Whatever direction you want to read this pasuk, which one is the fact and which one is the reason for the fact. You could darshan in both directions. Mi reisha l'seifa midrash, mi seifa l'reisha midrash. You could darshan it from top to bottom or from bottom to top. You say like this. Mi reisha l'seifa midrash, mi shmua ra lo yira. A person like this has no fear of a shmua ra matam. Nachon libo b'tor b'ashem. He has a level of bitachon in which he's fearless. Mi seifa l'reisha midrash, nachon libo b'tor b'ashem. Because he has a level of a bitachon, he doesn't fear shmua ra. Because in the first, these two approaches to Pasuk are basically the two approaches to how to understand the sugya. Did nothing happen because of his darga of bitachon? Or is it something that, because of his madrega, is to him not considered to be something that is terrifying? Lamaisa, we know that the Rambam, the Maron Avuchim, the truth is the Ramban actually says this not quite as powerfully. But among all the Rishonim, you find that the distinction in the level of Hashgachat Hashem is based on the level of an individual's response to Hashgachat Hashem. As normally, we don't view the idea of bitachon, that somebody should be able to say, I have bitachon, nothing bad will happen to me, etc. Bad things happen to very good people too. And so happening can happen, as far as Gump was so kind to let us know. All kinds of stuff happens in the world. And it has nothing to do with the darga of the person, because generally speaking, most people are given over into the hands of randomness. Just like as the Ramban explains, the concept of Hashgacha is only on species. Most human beings are just basically a species. They don't have a particular relationship with God. They claim to have a level of bitachon. It's just their own wishful thinking. And that's why they're shattered when something happens to them. If someone is on a dargan, which his mind is indeed of a Hashem, so then there's a different level of relationship that's created by that. And bad things don't happen. Happening meaning randomly. Obviously, bad things that are there for a reason take place, but they don't happen. That's mikra. The person isn't afraid of mikra, he's not afraid of just random events taking place. The Rambam puts it in a much more powerful terms. Basically, the way he describes it, essentially, the world is, by definition, a place of randomness. The whole Olam HaZeh is a random creation. And therefore, the only way in which an Adam can be mechuper to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through his da'at. That's an assertion through consciousness that lifts you above a purely physical, biological world, which is randomly designed and randomly built. Such an individual, so long as his mind is dovuk l'Hashem, says, huyim Hashem, v'Hashem imo, the Rambam's law. Because he is, at that moment, dovuk l'Hashem, because what was within his v'Yachol. The moment that he breaks that kesha, so he's now not there. And the Rambam says, I guarantee you that nothing bad ever happened to a person. Happened, key word here. Nothing bad ever happened to a person if at that moment his mind was dovuk l'Hashem. This is all of the cases that we see, which even great people, bad things happened to them, because at that point they weren't really mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they had gone back into a physical universe and were like everybody else, any other creature on earth.
Happens means happenstance.
In other words,
as opposed to
a design which
is in the course of.
Well, in other words, if there's a thing in which a person is mida k'neged mida, which he's giving yisur and shalava, whatever it is, all of the other inyanim that we spoke about. But to believe that everything that happens to a person is bidei Hashem is foolish, because the person is in roi, then he should be in a matzav in which he's not part of the overall randomness of the universe.
It's a question of perspective.
Like I know what you mean by perspective. It's like das is not perspective. Das is something that you can't talk yourself into. The way the Chazon Ish would put it, somebody would ask him, if you go to a doctor, he says, first, has to be very careful not to have more bitachon then he's really shy. It's all very nice to have you. Very, very careful about such things. So it's a very fine line. I mean, people end up having faith in doctors, which is obviously foolish, but they end up having faith in God, which is obviously foolish. So you have to have a very careful knowledge of yourself and where you're really holding at in the world and the way that you really view life. And not to fool yourself all of a sudden now that you're ill, Chas v'Shalom, now all of a sudden you're thinking about God and he's with you. And certainly he couldn't have been the one to give you cancer, not the cure, and so on and so forth. That's crazy. Because right? Life doesn't work with all of a sudden. It works with a gradual avodah, which a person builds himself up to one, which has a right to say, yeah, that's what he's saying. On the Olam Hazaka, you can be derish, no chol mibo, but to Hashem. But that's not, it's not given to any person all of a sudden because he'd like it to be that way. Chazanish says it, the Ramban says it, the Rambam says it, and a lot of things they say are not true. What else is new? Imagine if the Rambam would have had to deal with blood spots. Who told me that? Now, because of Basri, the Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef, Bishuk of Tzion, a certain Talmud was following Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef, in the Shuk of Tzion, and Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef sees that he's very tense, very nervous. On my leg, but you're obviously a sinner of some kind. The Pesuk says people that are afraid in Tzion, it's the sinners who are afraid. On my leg, it's a person's always supposed to be a nervous wreck. You never know what's going to happen. So at least this way you're realistic about life. That pasuk is a reference to people who are very nervous about forgetting their learning, about not learning enough, the chazer, the 102nd time, and so on. But to be mefachet from inyanim of olam hazeh, and to believe that your pachad is going to be a useful kind of thing, is only for chatoim. Actually, the Zohar is masbir that the issue is, it's hatayim. The thing that really makes a person afraid, deep down in his heart, is that he feels he's roi for a bad thing to happen. Because why are people nervous? They're nervous because they feel, I really deserve the worst. So therefore, you might as well face up to the fact and deal with the hate that's making you nervous. But it's the thing that's making you nervous. If you really felt that you were not shayach to being damaged by inyanim of Olam Hazeh, so why would you be nervous? Elamai, you're pretending to yourself that you're nervous from something external. But the rot is always internal, it's not external. So it's pachad b'tzion chataim, so for instance, deal with the fate. But why are you pretending to focus as on everything else in life instead of focusing on what we need to do for ourselves? All of a sudden, we're going to help the world. It's exactly the same thing in the issue of fate. There was another maaser with Yehuda bar Natan, Navishoko bar Beazel, Bater Rav Amnuna. Yehuda bar Natan was following Rav Amnuna. Itnach, and he moaned and groaned. Rav Amnuna said to him, Yisurim bar Yehugavra, you're looking for problems, I see, Latuya Nafshe. You want to bring tzoras on yourself. Dechtiv, because you see the posik says, Kifachat pachadati, vayetayeni. That I had a fear, and sure enough, the fear happened to me. Vasher yagorti yavoli. That which I was terrified of, sure enough, came my way. So the one sure way of making sure the worst will happen is to always be worried about the worst happening. It's interesting. I mean, you see this so often in life. You know, people that walk around the particular thing, it's like the health, the exercise, the mishigayim that get the heart attack young. But each thing, the thing that the person defines is his great pacha. Who is that lady that wrote about avoiding cancer that ended up the famous, you know, all of her diets were cancer. What about and didn't answer to him. That means the person should be fearful of inyanim of divrei Torah. Then could use the Mishnah, nichnas lekrach, somebody who's going into town should be mispalal on the way in and on the way out, machlokas, but two times on the way in, two times on the way out. So bichnisato ma'omer, what would we say? What would he say on the way in? That could be two tefillot. He should say, yiratzom of anav Hashem lokai, shetach niseni lekrach zel shalom. Yiratzom of krach, again, was a place where anything could happen, the big city.
And the
we know what happens to the greener in the big city. So he should be nichnas into the city, b'shalom, and bizokh to buy the bridges and so on. Nichnas, once he gets in, Omer, moda anil afanav Hashem lokai, shichnastani lekrach zel shalom. Usually the problem is getting in. When it's time to leave, Omer, I shouldn't get stuck on the bridge or in the tunnel. Yatsa, once he gets out, and he should say, and then basically there. Omer Matna, this is only necessary in a krach she'in danim v'horgim bo, in a town in which they don't have a court system, which has a process in which the first dan in the court, and then they will have a execution. Abo b'krach she'danim v'horgim bo, if it's a city in which they have the death penalty, so these people are afraid of doing things, and they have a court system, so then let them bar, and it's not a free-for-all. If it's not a free-for-all, so then it's a good place to be. Other say Rav Masa says, even even if it's a place that's under the rule of law, you still have to say this view. Because since you're a greener, they could take in on anything. And zin in the lamidramalayinishbiyalevlezechuta. Sometimes you won't be able to bring anybody to speak up in your favor. And you may be nitvas even as an innocent. Somebody who's going into the bathhouse. Now, the Beit HaMerchatz in those days, of course, was built over a fire. They would have the actual flames heating the Beit HaMerchatz. And every once in a while, you had a rather catastrophic breakdown of the bath, in which everyone was deposited together with whatever water was left right onto the boiler, which wasn't a very good, happy occasion, at least not if you were in there. So therefore, you should make a bracha. I don't even want to say exactly what might happen here. But heck, at least I'm going to take the risk of crossing Fifth Avenue, or at least my death should be a kapora for all of my sins. It's not a good thing to say. As we saw earlier, never open up your mouth to talking about what might happen. Don't verbalize it. Where do we see it in a pasuk? Because first we complain, as Bnei Yisrael to Yeshayahu, kimat kistoma yinu la'amorad biminu, and sure enough, he answers them. That's an interesting comparison. Sure enough, shimu dvar Hashem ketzinei stom, azinu torat elayinu amamora. So indeed, you began talking about yourselves like the situation of stom la'amora. Kadosh Baruch Hu will treat you that way. Kinafik mayomer, what do you say when you get out of a bath alive? Amr avacha modani lefanecha Hashem lokai, sheitzaltani min ha'ur. Thank you for saving me from the fire. Rabbi Abu, who once was al beban, Rabbi Abu was once in a bath. Afi beibani mitote, the bath collapsed beneath him. Itarakishle nisa and kamala muda, and a very wonderful thing happened for him. He would happen to have been standing right on one of the supporting pillars, and therefore, even though all the floor fell out from under him, he was standing like one of the bnei kerach on top of a pillar. So he was saved. So Shaziv Meya Vechad Gavri Vechad Avri, the miracle was that he held on to a guy who held on to another guy. And in the end, 101 people were saved because he was standing on an amud. So he said, now I see that's the Tefillah Rav Acha to save me minol. This is quite a job of saving. This is the Omar Rav Acha. What this is, the Omar Rav Acha doesn't make very much sense. So if you bring back to the previous Rav Acha, and in fact there's another gear that synthesis on Rabbanan, this the Omar Rav Acha is very misleading. And indeed in the Gra, it doesn't appear. Hanichnas Laki's Dan, somebody who's going in now for a Maisa Refu'ah, Omer Yiratzom Lefanecha Hashem Lokai, Shiei Esek Zer Li Refu'ah Vatirta'ini, Kiyar Rofei Ne'amanata, Refu'atcha Emet. So he's bespalel to Hashem that Hashem should be Merapa him. There's another gear here, which is your Fechti Nam Ata, which is brought by many of the Rishonim, which is Grohl, sometimes again, take out this piece. And then he continues, Lafisha Indar Kanshop Ne Adam Larafot, Elashanagu. But really, it's not a proper way for human beings to go and to deal with medicine. But this has become their minag, and therefore, we do what the normal way of living is. But we apologize. We know that we ought to be coming to you, but instead, we're going to the doctor. Omer Avaya Lo Lema Ina Shaki, that's the wrong thing to say. You told me to be Rav Yishron, Verapo, you're up there. Mikanshin, it's not a shukul, Rofei Lerapo. Since the Torah says that you have to pay someone medical fees, why don't you tell him, listen, if you were a mensch, you would have to be talking to Hashem. Let him cure you. What are you coming to me to pay your hospital fees for? You shouldn't have gone to the hospital, you idiot. That's your own problem. So if the Torah is saying that you have to pay medical fees, obviously it's saying that that's the correct way to act, no? So you see that there is, in fact, a reshus l'rofei l'rafot. Anybody who, to the rofei, was given to the rofei, the kayak, could be miraculous. Obviously, I as a patient, where do I want to go? I want to go to the guy who's got a license. Reshus means a license. I don't want to go to the guy who's got a license. I certainly don't want to go to the alternative medicine guy. He doesn't have a license.
No.
Reshus over here is reshus l'cholodom netuna. Is the Rambam's lashon of that. That's what's meant by the sugya. L'maisa the Rishonim discuss, but here's where the Ramban comes in. If somebody's on a darga, not to be on the zir, but he mentions that Yisrael has to be on that darga as well. That was that the klal is on that darga, the individual within the klal is in the darga. So then the derek would have been to go to be mitpalel. But the Eben Ezra is mechalek between refuot that are mechanical. In other words, if I know a mechanical sibah for refuot, what am I going to say? I have a broken leg. God will help. And that's ridiculous. You're as mechuyif to take care of your broken leg as you are to take care of your broken table. I mean, what do you understand? What's the difference? That's part of the way in which you have to be knowing in life. You'll have to go and fix what's broken. You can't expect it miraculously to turn around. But where you have things that you don't understand, there is no causality that you've been able to work out. So basically what you're doing is you're playing playing the statistics game. There's a 50% better chance of recovery if somebody takes such and such a drug. Okay, so over there, I mean, if you're playing statistics, you might as well have God play the statistics. That's how the Ibn Ezra defines the difference. So Rapoy Rape is where the doctor indeed can cure. But otherwise, they're not in army. It's just a minute that people feel more comfortable playing statistics with, you know, with what happens to be current medical belief. In another 20 years, they'll say it was the worst thing you could have done. You should have actually done the opposite. Ah, but, so what do I got to get involved for? Yeah, the Ramban argues on that. He hopes that the diet of a person is mechayavim to take whatever is current technology, unless he's on the Madrega, of course, in which he can avoid such technology. Kikoi mai omer, what does he do after he gets up from his blood test? In those days, they actually just blew out the blood for the blood test. Actually, they do that today also, you know. These random results. At least it's a good bloodletting in some way. So my Omer, what does he say? Omer Avacha Baruch Rofe Chinam. You should make the Baruch of Baruch Rofe Chinam. Here the Rambam here is Baruch Rofe Cholim. Not Rofei Chinam. Chinam was the tefillah earlier. Anichnas lebeit hakiseh. Somebody's about to go to the bathroom. And we know that there's always malachim that are with an individual. You certainly don't want to drag malachim into the bathroom with you. So Omer, you tell the malachim that are with you, hitkabdu mechubadim kidoshim mishartei elyon. Keep yourselves in a more mechubad place. Tnu kavod elokei Yisrael. And harpu mimeni, let me go. Ad shekanes ve'aseret tzoni. Let me go where I have to go take care of what I have to take care of. Ve'avo lechem, and I'll come back to you. Abaye objects to this as well. Because if you say to a malach, harpu mimeni, and just do kavod elokei Yisrael, he'll go back home, he'll leave you. So do meshavkei leviyazim, you don't want to let go of your guardian angel, a guardian angel for me. Ela lema, the thing to say is adarab, you say shimruni, shimruni, azruni, azruni, samchuni, samchuni, amtinuli, amtinuli, ad she'ekanez ve'etzei she'kein darkan shel bnei adam. On the contrary, you want to stress the shmir of the malachim, the waiting of the malachim, until it is that I'll be able to get back, because I am just a child of the earth. No, actually, this used to be standard. We stopped saying this because we believe that nowadays people are, it looks like gaiva to say that malachim are going to wait for me. And, but it used to be a person took for granted that a guardian angel that was with him. But Lamaisa, if you're a New Age believer, you can go back saying this. They all say this anyway. Kinnatik, when you come out of the bathroom, you say, Baruch Asher Yatzarata Adam Chochmah V'Rabo Nekavim Nekavim Chalulim V'Chalulim Galui V'Yadua L'Fnei Kisei Chvodecha Shimi Pateach Echad Mihem O Yisatem Echad Mihem Yi Epshar La'amod L'Fanecha. And what's the Chatima of this Baruch Amai Chatim? Amara Baruch Ata Hashem Rofei Cholim. Oh, my shmo, good heavens. Hashavino, Abba, the Kulei, Yomakitire. Rav is turning everybody into someone sick. I mean, everybody goes to the bathroom and say, well, fei cholim. We're not cholim. Ela rofei chol basar. And Rav Shesha said, no, it's mafli la'asot. And of course, Rav Papa with his two pez says, you don't have no minu etavayu, better say both of them. Rofei chol basar, umafli la'asot. Anichnas lishon al mitato. Somebody is about to go to sleep. Omer mishma Yisrael adva ya im shamoa. And then after saying the first parasha of Shema, it says, Baruch ha-mapil chadlei shina aleinai, utenuma alachapai, umeir liishon bad'ayin, yiratzon milfanecha Hashem lokai, shetashkiveni l'shalon, v'tein l'chalki v'toratecha. This is an interesting hosafa, which the Gro brings from the Gaonim, from Rav Amram Gaon. V'targileni lidei mitzvah, v'al targileni lidei avirah, all part of the Siddur Rav Amram. V'al tevieni lidei chet, v'lo lidei avon, v'lo lidei zayon, v'lo lidei bizayon, v'yishlot b'yitzer tov, v'yishlot b'yitzer hara, v'tatzileni mipega ra, micholayim raim, v'al yevahaluni chalomot raim, v'yerurim raim, v'tehei mitati shleima lefanecha, v'er einai pen ishan ha-mavet, baruch ata Hashem, ha-meyun li'olam kolo b'chvodo. Ki b'tzar, when he wakes up, what should he say? Elokai nishama shenatata b'tora, ata yitzarta bi, ata nefachta bi, ata mishamra b'kirbi. Which, I mean, the Marshal points out is connected to three dargot of nefesh, ruach and nishama. I think ata nefachta bi is only the nishmat chayim of the Adam, whereas the barata, which we have, is the bria of simple life. Then you have yetzira, which is intelligent. Then you have the actual nishama. V'ata atid elami meni, v'ata vzira bi le'atid lavo, kozman shenishama b'kirbi, v'odeni l'fanech Hashem lokai v'lokai v'otai, ribon kol olam. Despite the fact that he hasn't washed his hands and he doesn't have a yarmulke on his head, as we'll see. Which is interesting. Right? Which, in fact, the Gra is medayek from here that you don't need a yarmulke to say a bracha. that it was only mitukan for tefillah, the rear tefillah.
The
Rosh is medayik from here that there's no din of washing your hands before making brachot. And the din of mitulat yadayim is only for tefillah and rear tefillah. Lamaisa, we have changed this for the chiluk edayot and say only once you're wearing a yarmulke and you've washed your hands. Well, because you haven't yet washed your hands and you haven't put on your hat, as we're about to say, kishama kol tarnagola, when you hear your alarm clock, lema baruch hashem atana sechvim in halafim v'yom v'in laila, that the sechvi, which is a double meaning, a tarnagola is called a sechvi, and a heart is called a sechvi. The person has basically a built-in clock in which he's sensitive to the difference of yom v'laila. You still haven't opened your eyes. Ki potach ene lema, baruch pokeach ibrim. Ki toretz v'yosif, when you sit up, baruch matir asurim, because until now in sleep, you've been locked. Your movements have been controlled. That's that horrible feeling that you have in a dream when you're trying to run somewhere to catch your flight, and you never make it because you can't move. Ki lovish, when you put something on, lema baruch malbish arumim. The derech was not to wear begadim at night like we do today. Ki zakif lema baruch zakif kefufim. You stand up. When you put your feet on the ground, you say, wow, there's actually solid earth under there. When you walk and you start going to the bathroom, you say, when you put on your shoes, you should say, oh boy, is there screaming and yelling about the shinui of the Seder and the Sitter, in which in the Rav Shulchan Aruch they're going to be asking Lipen Asadim for changing the order of these brokers and having a Shasali Kol Tzachti before Amechim Mitzavei Gover. And the Echonim say, listen, you know, nowadays you put on your shoes first and your slippers before you go to the bathroom. It's okay, you won't have to go to hell for this particular break. It's interesting. We still haven't put on your yarmulke. You're putting on your belt. You say, Baruch Hazer Yisro B'Gvura. Now you're putting on your yarmulke finally. How far back are we going? People used to sleep naked with everything on their heads. Everything was fine. Then it started with pajamas. Then it went on to special night yarmulkes. Then it went on to night tzitzis and yarmulkes. Now it's night kapotas and yarmulkes and so on. Okay, but back in the old days, if you can get a hole in your pillow,
it's only a half.
Inflatable. Inflatable strangles. That's not a bad idea. Automatic, as soon as you lift up your head. Yeah. That's not part of the Seder of waking up. And you turn into a male only in the morning? Indeed, the din over here, by the way, specifically, it's clear that we're referring really to a head covering of a yarmulke type, because otherwise it's not negei Yisrael. In other words, the belt that you're putting on, the hamayne, is the type of belt that is worn in order to differentiate between libo ve'erva, which is a din of kedusha of Yisrael. The covering of the head is a kedusha of Yisrael as well, that we cover our head not simply because of the chashivut of the body and wearing a hat, but because of the kavanah shechina. Therefore, we specifically refer in our bracha to the Yisrael aspect of it. Notice in the others it doesn't say Yisrael, they're common to humanity. He puts tefillin on his hands. You say, Baruch Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu, V'Haniach Tefillin. Areshe, when he puts tefillin on his head, he should say, Baruch Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu, Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And we know that we have the famous Machloket Rashi Tosfos, which became different minhagim between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, or even among those who are annoyed, like the Arizal and so on. Rashi holds that the bracha of L'Haniach is said on both tefillin. And Mitzvah Tefillin is only said if you were Sakh, in Tefillin of Yom. Tosfos asks something from this Gemara. I mean, here, telling you the Seder of brachas. What you try to say that we're going to tell you to make such a bracha when it's only in an occasion where someone was faithful and was happening feeling was feeling very unlikely. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says that since the Iker Mitzvah that completed the Shorosh has the Arba Batim and has the Shin and has the Dalit, so it's the Iker Mitzvah of Tefillin. We saw all along we're talking about the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the Arumi Mecha, that indeed we're Kovea a specific bracha for the Shorosh as the Hashalom of the Mitzvah Tefillin. The din, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, of a Sakh Ben Tefillah Letefillah is that you have to be Chazer Mavarch Shnehem, but then you'd have to say La'aniach on the Shorosh as well, because he agrees that La'aniach was miyusit for the Shorosh as well.
People who switch Russian Republic
to the same book again? No. When you now got to Nitilat Yadayim, and here is the Raya, that you say all of these other brachas, lolo Nitilat Yadayim. And says the Rosh that this is a Raya to Maishita, that Nitilat Yadayim was never mitukan for brachot, otherwise the Gemara makes sense, no sense. Lamaisa, we end up, because of the Chashash, the Roshita is not like the Rosh, we were koveya this, keseder hatvilais. The person only says this all nowadays, all at one time, usually when it comes to the Beit HaKnesset, or a course, Lamaisa, if a person has Netilat Yadayim directly by his bed, so then he can avoid that problem, the Netilat Yadayim, and say the Broch of Netila out of order. I don't know why you keep going back that you have to say it. Me or Marsh, you have to say it, and why isn't saying a Pasuk Divrei Torah? He's made a maybe that the Divrei Torah is. But what are you going to do about Birkat HaTorah? Yes, I don't know why you keep thinking that he has to say the Pasuk. Nafal B'Pume doesn't mean that he has to say the words. Ah, you don't want to know where that comes from. The Mechaber was banned. The Mechaber of the Moda Ani was banned. So therefore, people, a lot of people that were banned have a lot of schism. That's right. But it was one of those forums that they were choshed of issues of the Shatzaitzi and so on and so forth. So there were a lot of other inyanim in that day. But that became the norm of Kohen Yisrael. Ki Moshe Yodei Lema, Baruch Hashem Kishan Mitzvah Tzivan, Oman Tzivat Yadayim. Moshe Ape Lema, when he washes his face, which is usually the last little bits of sleep that pop away, you say, Baruch HaMa'avir Chevlei Shinam Einayu Tnuma Mi'afapai. Yeratzon Lefanecha Hashem Lokei Shetargileini Mitoratecha Vedabikeini Mitzvotecha Ve'al Tavineini Lo לידי חטא, לא לידי עוון, לא לידי ניסיון, ולא לידי ביזיון, וחופת יצרי להשתעבד לך, וחכני מאדם רע ומחברה, ודבקני ביצר טוב ובחבר טוב בעולמך, ותתנני היום ובכל יום לפינו לחסד ולרחמים בעיניך, ובעיני כל רואי, ותגמלני חסדים טובים, ברוך אתה השם, גומל חסדים טובים לעמו ישראל. Continues the Mishnah, חייב אדם לברך על הרעה כשם שבברך על הטובה. Now what does that mean? מה חייב לברך על הרעה כשם שבברך על הטובה? What, you say the same ברכה on something bad as you say on something good? כשם שמברך על הטובה הטובה האמיתית כך מברך על הרעה הטובה האמיתית I thought we said before in the Mishnah Tanan על בשורות טובות אומר הטובה האמיתית ועל בשורות רעות אומר ברוך דיין האמת So how can you say it's כשם? אמר רב, כשם must mean emotionally not verbally לא נצחר אלא לקבולינו בשמחה say by the person is a safe state of mind but a person is מברך הטובה האמיתית In that same state of mind, he should be mevarech dayan emet. Omer Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Levi, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Mycroft. The Pasuk says, chesed u'mishpat ashir alecha. So that means whether it's chesed or whether it's mishpat. Ashir alecha Hashem azameira. So apparently, im chesed ashira, im mishpat ashira. Obviously, chesed and mishpat is not the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel Barachmini omer me'acha. It says, be'elohim ha'alel davar, ba'dunai ha'alel davar. Now those two shemas are two different tanhagas. Be'elohim is a loshen of din, and ba'ashem is a loshen of racha. So you see, Ba'ashem, Ha'alel Davar is Midat Tova. Be'elokim Ha'alel Davar is referring to Midat Adin, which is Midat Puranut. Rabbi Tamchum omer mihach. Kol Yishuvot Esa uv'shem Hashem Ekra. Tzara v'yagon emtza uv'shem Hashem Ekra. Same exact question. Whether it's Kol Yishuvot or whether it's Tzara v'yagon. So apparently, these are two psukim in reverse. But these two anhagas apparently are exactly the same. Shem Hashem Ekra. Rabbanan omer mihach. Hashem Natan v'Hashem Lakach. Yishem Hashem Evora. Whether it's in terms of the Netina or whether it's in terms of the Lekicha, it's the same. Person should always say to himself, whatever is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately for the good. Rabbi Akiva was once on the road with some Talmidim. He needed to find a place to leave. He came to a particular town, Boushpiza. He looked for a hotel. And nobody was willing to give him a room. What can I do? He went and put out his sleeping bag. Out in the desert and went to bed in the forest. Bahavi Bahade Tanagula Bechamra Veshraga. He had three things with him. He had a tanago, and he had a chamor, and he had a lamp. Comes along the first thing, Ata Zika Kavilishrag. A big wind comes along and puts out his light. Ata Shunra Achle Tanago. The next thing he knows, a shunra, the cat or weasel, jumps on his tanago and gobbles up his tanago. Ata Aye Achle Chamra, a lion comes along and eats up his poor chamor. No, says Rabbi, what can I do? Call David Rachman al Atav. Babe, Alayla, that very night, Ata Gaisa, comes along now, and the army invades the town. Shavi Lamata, they take everything in town to the cave of Ali Baba and his thieves. Now everybody has to be padui, they're sold into slavery. God only knows if poor Rabbi Akiva had found a hotel room, or if they had seen his light in the fire, or if they had heard his chamor braying, or if they had heard his tanagoling, what would have happened to him? Amalu Husa, he told his Talmidim, Lav Amilachu, Kol Mashosa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I call it Dovah. Didn't I tell you? Everything is for the good.